Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. Congress can't agree on anything. However, they did agree to impose new sanctions on Russia. The vote was almost unanimous. The action is punishment for Russia's cyber intrusions into last year's election. In addition to the sanctions, the bill restricts President Trump's flexibility in dealing with Russia. Presidents are responsible for managing our international relations, and they're not happy when the Congress ties their hands. And that's a big problem for President Trump. He has felt all along that he could negotiate a better deal and better relationship with Russia. And after all, we need to work with them to stabilize the Middle East. I accept the fact that Russia hacked into our election. Russia is hacking. China is hacking. We are hacking. Every country hacks and every country has spies. Democrats seem quite satisfied with the modest sanctions imposed by President Obama on Russia. But with Trump as president, they are singing a different tune. And now President Trump will have to decide whether to veto the bill or sign it. Even if he vetoes it, the Congress will probably override his veto. I'm just not happy with the Congress for restricting President Trump's flexibility. The European Union is not happy either. Russia is one of their biggest trading partners, and also they're working on an oil pipeline from Russia to Europe, and Russia provides one-third of European oil. European Commissioner President had this to say, I quote, "America first cannot mean Europe's interests come last," end of quote. Of course, now Russia feels that they must respond to our sanctions, and they are kicking more than 300 U.S. diplomats out of Russia. Do we need a new Cold War? Piling sanctions on Russia escalates hostility. We need to make a deal with Russia, give the president a chance. Together, maybe we can get rid of ISIS, end the fighting in Syria, put more pressure on North Korea, agree not to hack into each other's government, business, or politics, find a way to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. We can't get anything done if we just escalate hostility. The legislation does not provide for new sanctions against North Korea and Iran, which President Trump does support. My objection to all of these sanctions is that they are dictated by the Congress. Such decisions should be left to the president. Maybe the Congress should concentrate on the health care bill, tax reform, and a budget. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.